Two patients here. First patient, Riley, spelled R-Y-L-E-A. Last name, Heard, H-E-A-R-D. Date of birth, 12/5/11. Date of service, 3/20/23. This is an 11-year-old female patient here with complaint of sore throat, cough, scratchy throat, also some sinus pressure. She had these symptoms since early this morning. She's not running any fever. She doesn't have any activity intolerance, tolerates foods and fluids well. There's no change in her bathroom habit. Period in a paragraph, no acute pain. Period in a paragraph. Blood pressure, 119 over 70, pulse 72, or respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 100%, on room air, current weight 103 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, negative for drugs or secondhand smoke or smoking, lives with mom and dad, no association with secondhand smoke as well, period in a paragraph. Patient also has a sibling, period in a paragraph. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative, period in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. They are somewhat watery. She does have pressure over the maxillary and frontal sinuses. Ears, some mild erythema. Landmarks are not visible. Canals are grossly clear. Oral pharyngeal area, postnasal drip identified. Mildly erythematous, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, lungs clear to auscultation. Remainder of exam is unremarkable, period to paragraph assessment. Implant acute sinusitis, patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 10 ml, POBID times 10 days, number 200 ml, period, new paragraph, cough. Bromfed DM, 7.5 ml, 4 times daily, PRN, number 120 ml, period, new paragraph. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Return to clinic or call me if not improved. Period, new paragraph. Next patient. Patient name, Reagan, spelled R-E-A-G-H-A-N, last name, Rodriguez. Date of birth, 6/1/16, date of service, 3/20/23. This is a 6-year-old female here today with a complaint of cough, coughing so hard that she vomited yesterday. Also, mom thinks she has some swelling to the inside nares of the nose bilaterally, scratchy throat. Patient says it hurts only when she coughs. There is no nausea or vomiting from a GI perspective. There is no diarrhea as well. Period in a paragraph. She has not been running fevers, no body aches, no flu-like symptoms. Period in a paragraph. She carries on her normal activities, which has tamed down some when she's not feeling well, but those wax and wane as the days go by. Period in a paragraph. Blood pressure, 94 over 61, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, oxygenation 98%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Period to paragraph, labs today include a strep test, it was negative. Period to paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mildly erythematous. Landmarks are not plainly visible. Canals have some slight erythema, but grossly normal. Oral pharyngeal area, postnasal drip identified. Some erythema to the post pharyngeal area, no strawberry tongue, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of the exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment, and plan. Acute sinusitis, mild pharyngitis, patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID, 10 days, period, new paragraph, cough. Bromfed DM, 5 ml, four times daily, PRN cough, number 120 ml, period in a paragraph. She needs to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call if not improving.